We kiss until there isn't any spit left. Our tongues tied and twilight colored crumble to the cobbles. Look how the wind mumbles them away. Against the stucco, speechless, my dress torn, how bearable our bodies. The green-black sea knows nothing of flowers or flamingos, of metal-railed towers or glass facades. Only how, inside me, neon lights go on at dusk. Open-mouthed, aquamarine rich between the legs, this is unspoken. The ocean can't be doused with sand. When we return to our cities, the wind will carry our words, I promise. These black palms are alive with honeybees. Your black palms, they're alive with honeybees, and for now, I'm not afraid of being stung. Spotlights turn their attention to trees. Your black palms, they're alive, kneading, easing the colors with which I come. Overhead, the gulls cry out too, sweetly frustrated from resting on air. We don't need a bed. It's how, if flamingos, we'd have mated, erotic pink and from behind. You preen the hair from my neck with your lips, slide wet consonants into my ear. We lean on the stucco, arcing in our bisque musk. Listen to how our hearts heave, then decide what becomes of this warm vegetal dusk. Become this warm vegetal dusk. If what we can't bear is our bodies apart, abandon them, those humming, heaving hearts, now as silhouettes start to lose their cut. Make sky dark. Let twilight's soft metallic remains dim on the horizon between the barges that barely move. All serene. Night rolls to Collins, smelling of magic, rum, grapefruit, velvet, and air. Here, ancient memories make faint strains in the Latin house, wiggling from hotel fronts, impatient for hips. In the cowbell's brief clarity, I recall how love can feel like satin, stinging, not knowing our capacity. What's the capacity of knowing someone? Is there a point of saturation, like the sea with salt, or like the snare drum with its quivering infatuations, stuck on repeating itself, memoried and musical? The wind, too, in circles, repeats, speaks always with multi-storied speech. In the dark, one of your stories pulls me back into my body. The return to opacity is thick white and stings, sea salt in my throat. Perhaps our nocturne should end tonight on this great empty peninsula, stagnant, content with clinging to what the wind says again and again. Again and again, the wind says this fate, but I hear fiction. Velvet air can't hold the gravity of truth. Lies grow like mold. Shoulders of royal palm seem to await any chance to slope, sigh in the small breeze. Somewhere a car sputters, refuses to start. I smooth down my hair and dress while you finish fixing your pants. It's time to leave. At the causeway, in a cab that smells of saffron and rubber, the bougainvillea softened to mica smooth bay, and above, the stars, muted by magenta lights, sign to me, this is the last nostalgia. Your plane, pulsing eastward, fades out of sight. Pulse fades as I see you step off your plane at JFK. Your beard is beyond 5 o'clock shadow status, although on Spain time it's 11, full, ready to dive between my thighs. I'm surprised on the way home you hold my hand tenderly, as though this long-distanceness has made us go gray, and it's like I've known you from long ago. A snapshot torn, withered on its edges, edging from the box in my closet. A past purring to repeat itself almost catches me. Dizzy, kitty, scotch whiskey, drunk, paranoid on all fours. Nothing lasts that is so beautiful or so frisky. So that is beauty, the frisky moment we tried to elongate, spread over cells, texts, and pixels. Between us, the sea swells, waves roll dice. Caught in that carnal current, I will drown, or worse, go deaf, lose my limbs loosening from my body. The outside is what's dead, isn't it? Always the tide scrapes the sand, tries eternally to skim off the thickest pieces, the soles, the palms. That night I forgot to exfoliate, let death envelop me, opaque, calm. Shells don't know, sensation comes from depth, and that's how I can manage to create us kissing until there's no more spit left.